Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today. I want to cover a topic I've covered in the past, but a lot of people were asking me the question, well, Tyler, how do I find more fulfillment in life? And how do I, amidst all the busyness and productivity, how do I keep myself centered and grounded in a feeling of service and love? So this is what I call the energetic gift-giving process. It's a really amazing, beautiful process that anybody could do, no matter the age. What you do is, if you want to bless someone, you don't just have to give them physical gifts. Everything on the planet has an emotional or spiritual intelligence, as well as a physical. So knowing that, a lot of people give physical gifts, right? But a physical gift, as soon as that gift is given, it creates an emotional response or an energetic or spiritual response from the receiver, as well as the giver. Now, that's upon receiving a physical gift. Now, that physical gift, if you break it down on a cellular level, is actually made up of energy. And so here's a cool shortcut. You can save some money here too, if you want, and time, yet still make a big impact in someone's life. So what you do is you send them an energetic gift instead of an actual physical gift, and you still get the same result. It's really cool. So I've done this for years, and I've seen people who were bitter, angry, like yelling at me, cursing at me, and then I go through this process, I give them a spiritual gift without them ever knowing, and then literally receive a text back within 5-10 minutes for them apologizing, saying that they were sorry, that they just didn't know what got into them, all because of giving this energetic gift. Also, a great thing to do if you're talking to people, if you're going to have client conversations, what a great way. Send them an energetic gift before talking to them to enroll them into your products or services. Beautiful thing to do. So here's what you do. If you want to bless someone and really step in with love and passion, what you're going to do is you're going to visualize wherever that person might be. Sometimes I usually do it in the morning early. So I just imagine that they're in bed laying down, they're asleep. And let's say and then I just tune in. And you got to tune in energetically or spiritually to their needs. So then I just ask, what does this person need right now? And the thing that I'm looking for is emotions. That's what I'm looking for, are emotions. So I might think they need love, they need forgiveness, they need courage, they need strength, they need empowerment, they need to be just whatever kind of, they need happiness, they need prosperity, light, energy. That's the kind of things that I'm looking for, health. And whatever those words are, I am going to visualize those words and those results going into a package for that person. And the more vivid you can make this, the better. So I envision a shape, whether it's a circle, a square, or whatever, and it goes into that shape. The shape begins to take on a form, and it might change as I'm putting more and more stuff into it. And then as it's going in, I want to see it take on a color and a smell. And this gift, it smells so amazing. It's got this smell of flowers or trees or water. And it might be this, it's like a spiral light. I don't know, whatever it turns into. And it's got a little bow on top. Once it's all done, you've got this bulging package. And I just imagine that it's bulging with all this energy and all this love that I've poured into it. It's just bulging and bulging and bulging. And as I imagine then that it gets shipped off, phew, by a light wave. And the light wave takes it and drops it off right in their bed. It's like, boom, right next to them. And all of a sudden they wake up. And I see this in my mind. They wake up with a start and they're like, what the heck is this? And it doesn't say who it's from, but it just says, open me, please. And they pull the ribbon. And as they do, it explodes open. And as it does, I imagine all the things that I poured in, forgiveness, love, devotion, passion, courage, loyalty, whatever it was for that person, filling their room, filling their heart, filling their mind, filling their soul. And I see them get a big smile on their face. And then they just burst out laughing or crying or both. And I see them have this amazing experience. And as they get that amazing experience, I wind it up and I just say, thank you. And I give that gift to them. And that's the process. And you'll find that through that process, you will see lives be changed. People who were bitter or had animosity towards you will actually start to change. You have more influence than you believe. Allow your thoughts to change people for the good. Go try this out. Give some energetic gifts. Put it to the practice. Put it to the test. And let me know how it goes. I would love to hear about what kind of results you guys are getting. For those of you who would like to send us your testimonials, be sure and subscribe to this podcast at impact2income.com. And you can email us at thefreedomcatalyst@gmail.com. Thefreedomcatalyst@gmail.com. And just let us know how it goes. I'd love to hear your experiences. So thanks so much again for joining me. Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. And we will see you on the next show.